Yo, what's up? What's up, man? This is the Man Cave. We are back. We are back. Bro, this game does not want to play right now.
This game is causing a hurricane.
Oh, my God. The Saints and the Cowboys are playing right now.
No pun intended, because it's New Orleans.
Oh. It's been long enough now.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody safe no more.
That's a fact, yeah.
Ain't nobody safe no more. Damn. I picked the remote up. The game came on. Put it down. It went right back. Ain't this some shit? I don't even know what to do no more. I'm going to leave it alone. All right, man. This Devontae, man.
It's Mr. 24-7.
It's been a minute, bro. Life has been happening.
Facts.
And there are just times where you just don't feel like recording.
Yeah.
It happens, bro.
Yeah. Like, the beginning struggles.
This actually almost happened tonight. I was like, yo, you trying to record tomorrow or something?
That's why I was like, hey.
I texted him. I was like, nah, for real, because sometimes, like, your mind just be so drained.
That's true.
You got to sit
from
here,
everything
like,
going around.
Yeah, like,
going
on. That's bro, true. I really don't feel like doing this, but I know it's therapeutic and it's fun.
Right. That's true.
That this it is. Nigga missed it.
That's why the internet acting up.
Oh, my God. This thing got one job, bro. I understand. You got to understand as an organization, if you understand you're a quarterback, the quarterback that was supposed to be our future, temporary future for now. I don't know about future, but temporary future for now. You got to know, all right, if our quarterback room is not as good, the only nigga who needs to be good on the team is the kicker.
That's
the
fact.
Only nigga. Like, bro, we need you to make kicks and
shit. They can literally win you a game.
You can't be missing kicks and shit, bro, when you know your quarterback is below average.
That's true.
You can't do that,
that's
bro.
That's true. You better go
for it.
Because
that's more pressure on him to try to make some magic. You have a mistake on turnovers and shit. And then you missing too?
Yeah.
Everybody fucking up.
Yeah, you're supposed to feel confident somewhere.
I mean, that's how niggas get fired in the organization,
that's
bro.
True.
That's exactly how people get fired, man. But it's been a minute, bro. How was your day? How was your week? I know.
It was typical, I guess.
I know.
Work, though. Fuck work. Fuck it, man.
Nah, for at some point, and I can't wait too long. I just can't. At some point, I got to get my own business.
Yeah,
for myself.
No doubt.
Or, you know, just different ways to make money, but as well free up my time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time gets tied up.
I learned a very valuable lesson in politics in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
It bit me in the ass this week.
Oh,
it did.
Yeah. That
promotion up for grabs and politics just start to working.
Really?
I can't say why exactly because of our audience.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, I remember one time. When I was trying to go back to Securitize, this was years ago. I think I might have been at Dow Chemical, but I was like, oh, I'm trying to get a part-time job. And I know I worked there, so why not, right?
Yeah.
So, what's it? What's his name? Chris Carter?
What's his name? Paul.
Paul.
That dude looked just like Chris Carter, bro.
I'm not giving you a shout-out, bro. I'm not giving
Damn,
you a shout-out.
He did, man.
I remember.
Forget that.
I think I had his number. And I had, I texted him. I was like, hey, yo, Paul, you know, this is Devontae.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I'm thinking about y'all have a position available for weekends, like part-time. I want to come back, whatever. This nigga had the nerve to say, oh, I need to talk to some people, get a character witness. I was like, what the fuck?
Character witness, yo.
I was like,
that
bro.
Was him, bro.
I was like, I wasn't that bad of an employee that you have to get a character witness.
Yeah.
And I was really confused and stumped, bro.
Yeah.
And I knew something, but I knew it was other things involved.
Yeah.
Because when I talked to Chuck and Chuck said no,
yeah,
I said, okay, yeah, he must don't want me to go back.
Yeah.
I said, the Lord, he must don't want me to go back.
Right.
There's no way. I literally, if I'm not mistaken, I was probably one or two or three people there that had worked every position.
Yeah.
I literally worked everywhere.
Yeah.
The only thing I did not do was reception with the receptionist, the back lady. Because remember, they used to have a security. Remember, okay, yeah, gate B. That's where Shelby was at.
Yeah.
Wait. She was there. And then she would go in. And then I think Miss Rita. I think that's her name. Miss Rita, something like that. She was black lady, worked at a reception on by gate B. And she was like all the VPs and stuff like that. Whenever
they
her. So
okay,
at a certain time of the day, they would put a security officer there.
Yeah.
And they would work and check people in, give people badges and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, cool. That was the only thing that I did not do while working at Securitize, bro.
Yeah.
Man, them niggas said the character witness, dog. I was like, bro, you got to be fucking kidding me, dog. I was like, was I that bad of an employee?
That was Larry.
But he liked me, though. But see, I don't.
Oh, he did.
He
oh, was Elijah. He didn't like.
No, yeah, he didn't like. He like Elijah. No, not at all. He was. See, I realized that's another lesson. Yeah. We gonna get to the podcast, y'all. We just shooting the shit right now.
Yeah.
But I realized though, you can never let somebody else give you an impression of someone.
Facts.
Because
absolutely
everybody there did not like Larry, dog.
Yeah.
And they say he was an asshole. He was mean.
Yeah.
But then every time the VPs would come through, like the upper VPs for the board meeting, I always got picked.
Yeah.
To be in an executive garage with him. I'm like, bro, I don't want to do this. But then when I'm in talking to him, I'm like, oh. He's not the person that everybody portrays him to be.
Yeah.
It's just that he might have rubbed somebody the wrong way or somebody took something that he said wrong.
Yeah.
And because of that, I don't like Larry.
Yeah.
I remember when, was it Landry? Landrin. I don't call the name. So Landry, it was Landry. He didn't like Sanders. He said, man. He was like, man, all right, Stanfield. Because that was my first time working on second shift and he was doing fire drills.
Yeah.
And I think Elijah was off, so Larry must have Landry worked that morning, and I came in for after him. Man, be careful around Sanders, man. She a bitch. So I'm thinking, he been here a long-ass time. He know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And then the first thing Sanders said, all right, Stanfield, I don't know what people said about, probably told you about me. I'm not a bitch. I just do my job, and I go home. And then after being around, I was like, oh, she not the person that she said she was. So sometimes, you know, just a little FYI, don't let people give you a perception of somebody, especially if you never met them.
Yeah.
Because you're going in like, oh, this nigga a bitch, or she a bitch.
Right.
I'm tired of this. He throwing the ball to you.
Yeah, that he made his own route because he seen that he wouldn't have had shit.
But yeah, that shit was, I don't know, man. I know you got more work stories and shit.
Man, I got a lot. But like you were saying about Larry, like, people don't understand sometimes, like, when you're in a position like Larry was, you have to answer to people.
Yep.
So whether you, like, no matter, you can't really care what people think about you.
That's facts.
You know, because at the end of the day, people not going to understand that.
Nope.
You got somebody to answer to, too.
Yep. And they used to be on his ass. It was obvious, because I'm like, bro, you can't be that bored.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way you're that bored. But then in talking to him, I was like, oh, I see why Larry the way he is.
When they had a problem, they wanted an answer. They wanted a body to place the blame on. He had to go find that body.
Yep. I remember one time I was walking in with one of the buildings and this lady tripped and fell right in front of me. I was so mad because I know what that meant.
Incident report.
Yep. I'm like, damn, bro. And I ain't never seen a lady bounce off the ground and run into a room. I was like, yo, what is going on? But I know if I didn't report it, they was going to say, oh, somebody fell. Who was over there? Or nobody said nothing. This lady literally bounced off the ground, bro, and ran into a conference room.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, ma'am, are you okay? I said, I just need a few seconds to jot down. I don't have time for this. And
that's music to my ears.
And so in my thinking, I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But then I know a part of me is like, no, go tell Larry.
Yeah.
Because they don't complain about this. Right. You know where you work at.
Might come back up. Yeah.
And I didn't even go to our site manager. I went straight to Larry. I said, hey, what's up, Larry? He said, what's going on, Devontae? I said, hey, man, look, I was in targeting building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, a lady fell. I said, she bounced right back up and ran into a conference room. And when I asked her, was she okay? She said she didn't have time to talk. So I'm telling you right now, I saw a lady fall. So if somebody reports in that building saying I fell and security was right there, but nobody said anything.
Right.
I'm telling you, it was me. When I asked her what happened, she said she didn't have time for this shit.
CYA, cover your ass.
Yeah, man, I'm learning that even at my job now. Like when I first worked here at my job, I'm working at now, they always say cover your ass.
Yeah.
Cover your ass. And I really learned that in my last job where they say send emails.
Yeah.
They say don't, because my whole thing is I won't talk on the phone.
Yeah.
But they can say you said something that you didn't
That's
say.
That's true.
Email is proof.
Yeah.
You can't doctor that shit.
Yeah.
Because both parties got a copy of it.
Yeah.
I have the original email I sent, and then you probably have the email and the one that you eventually replied to.
Yeah.
So she was like, the girl was like, because I was trying to get a raise from my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I realized, bro, bosses and management be hoeing niggas, dog.
They do.
Because,
man,
I worked for a company for 2 years and was told $20 at that location was the max that you can get paid an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm young whippersnapper.
Right.
I'm like,
that's
$20.
Money.
I ain't got no kid at the time. It's just me and my wife. I'm like, oh, we making money.
Yeah.
And I overheard a conversation. I think I was supposed to hear it. Overheard a conversation of a coworker saying, yeah, man, this guy at such and such site is making like 23 or 24 an hour for the same company.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I was like, I had been here for 2 years. I never even got a review.
Yeah.
for a pay increase.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, dog. So anyways, I'm ready to call. And there's this girl to work at the job. Mm-hmm. She worked for for Dow Chemical. Mm-hmm. Real cool. And she was like, well, Devontae, if you're going to talk to your boss, because she was a receptionist on one of the floors.
Yeah.
She said, don't call him. Send him an email. That's proof.
That's true.
That you've done. And all the times beforehand, I would always want to call and talk to them.
Yeah.
I'm voicing my frustration. You go, I'm serious. He's like, no, send an email.
Paper trail.
So, yeah, you got a paper trail. Yeah. Just in case they say, well, you never said that. Here's my email while I stated that.
Yeah.
And I got that from her.
Yeah.
So now, my job now, they press, hey, look, send an email.
Yeah.
Cover your ass. Because I have a job working in the field where most people, they like being by themselves, like help desk and shit like that. They don't like talking to people.
Yeah.
Them niggas will ride for you.
Yeah.
Because majority of the time, the client be lying.
That's true.
At least 95% of the time, the client be lying. And they understand that.
Yeah.
But if you don't have the email, they can't back you.
That's true.
So they got to take what the client is saying, because maybe that might be true. Maybe it may not. Damn, turn the ball to nigga.
And that's when it becomes he said, she said.
Yep, exactly. So they were like, he said, excuse that out. He said, send emails.
Yeah.
So we can see, okay, this was said according to the email thread back then, this was said to you guys.
Yeah.
Because majority of the time, well, that was never said. I can forward you the email that I sent to you back 3 months ago.
That's true.
So fellas out there, women, ladies, everybody, CYA, cover your ass. Talk to somebody. It's just like texting, bro. You can always go back and view the text message and see the thread, what was said, so there can't be no misunderstandings, man.
I got a quick.
Nah, go ahead.
It's
bro.
Real quick work go story, ahead, though. I work with a lot of elder people now. And I have one lady who I work with. I'm not going to say her name. Reminds me. She reminds me of someone I know personally.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
And I mean, bro, spitting it.
Oh, no.
You know. So she's a character. She's taught me a lot within herself on how to deal with people.
Hmm.
One time, it started raining at work. And when it started raining, all my lobby officers have to come get umbrellas.
Hmm.
The umbrella canisters and put them out so people can get umbrellas so they can, you know, walk outside or whatever. So she gets on the radio and she starts to sing. It's raining. It's raining.
Nah, she gotta be fired, bro.
Nah, bro.
She gotta be fired, bro.
Bro.
Get out of here with that.
She literally got on the radio. Management can hear all that. She said, it's raining. It's raining. Everybody in my office, good people in there come to get umbrellas. Everybody turned and looked at me. I just this.
Damn. What do you do, bro?
I did nothing.
What do you? No, I gotta say, like, what
I
do
was
you
frozen.
Do? Yeah. What do you do? He's like, ah. Then the site lead expects you to deal with it.
Yes, because it's one of those incidents. She is a little touched. Well, not. She's not seriously touched, but common sense is not there.
And I would have told the site lead, nigga, you hired her. You deal with her. Because you hired her. I ain't signed up on that shit.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most interesting interactions I had. I just had to shout that.
Now, I really, in your position, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like, what?
My wife loved hearing stories from her. Like, when I have stories about her, my wife loved hearing it. She just laughed in my despair.
Damn, dog. Damn, dog. That's
She's crazy. A nice lady. She's a real nice lady, but she is.
They always that. Like, they always nice.
Night. She is. Yeah.
Wow. So wait, hold on. So you said when it's raining, the officers got to come and grab the umbrellas and umbrella canisters.
Yeah, to put it in their lobby so the tenants can come and if they want an umbrella so they don't get wet. They grab an umbrella. They're supposed to return it, but you know the people never return.
Yeah.
They grab an umbrella and so they can walk outside.
Damn, bro. We didn't do that at Conoco.
I know, right?
Damn, that's fancy. That is fancy, bro. All right, we're going to get to the podcast, man.
Yeah, yeah,
we
yeah.
may do a little bit more stuff like this because sometimes you got to just talk about
that's
shit,
bro. That's true. You have to, man.
Because you don't realize what people be holding in.
That is very true,
and this
man.
Is a space where we could just kind of talk shit.
Yeah.
And just kind of be ourselves, man. But I ain't going to lie. I looked up, bro. I didn't even realize that it was Thursday.
Bro, you know what? I thought this game was happening today. Steelers versus Vikings.
Oh, that's next.
That's why I had text you this morning. Come like, I don't want to be pissed off on the show.
Oh.
I don't want to be pissed off on the show, bro.
Oh, yeah.
But then I had seen a post. They were showing a post about Cowboys and Saints.
Mm.
And I'm like, huh? I've been hearing them talk about it. Then they said tonight. And I literally, they posted 7 minutes ago. I'm like, who played tonight? I'm like, oh, okay, well, shit, I'm good. Then.
Nah, I feel you, bro. We go get to it. It's a lot of shit that happened today.
Yes, it is.
I was like, damn it, bro. Just when you think news is, we good? We got some basic news. Nope.
Right.
Niggas want to be crazy. So we're going to start off with some, let's start off with battle rap.
Okay.
You got some battle rap info?
Yes. December 18th, which I believe is next
Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Might be. That's a fucking laptop right in front of me.
The 18th is, yeah. No, it's the following Saturday.
The following Saturday.
Yeah.
Will be Volume 9, and which is headlined, I don't think I told you.
No. I don't know about Volume 9.
It is, the main event is Sue Surf versus New Jersey Tory. And it was funny because we were talking about this before they even confirmed it. So now it's actually going to happen.
Oh.
So.
Ain't they about in a small one?
In a small
one. You talking about that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Surf don't do good in small.
Yeah, no. Surf don't do good in small. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, a Volume 9. It's a decent card. Not a completely awesome card. The main event helps it out big time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a decent card. So it's gonna be a spectacle to watch. Definitely. Besides that, not too much has happened. They did do a recent event called Traffic 4, but it was a private, like an exclusive event. Mm. So it happened, but like we weren't able to watch it live.
Mm.
So Smack is going to drop the battles, or Troy. Troy's going to drop the battles, like, you know, every now and then on the app. I get it. I get why he do that. So he keep like stuff in his back pocket,
mm.
you know, so the app never get dry. You know, you always anticipate, oh, when he gonna drop this, when he gonna drop that.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. So, well, yeah, Volume 9, December 18th. Yeah, I will definitely be here for the results of that after that event. So, yeah, look forward to that. I'm excited for it.
Now, I was thinking at some point we need to go to a battle rap
when it comes to Houston,
an actual event. Like, just go to it. Yeah. I'm trying to be like, damn, nigga, he killing you.
Yeah.
He's talking about figuratively, literally, huh?
I gotta be packing going to one of them events, bro.
Yeah.
Because especially in Houston, is known for, like, battle rappers, like, they always get into it. Somebody in the Houston crowd, one battle rapper jumped in the crowd.
Oh,
and it's funny, and that was like 4 years ago. He's still doing interviews, talking, he's still looking for that nigga that was in the crowd talking shit.
Nah,
so Houston, they just be trolling niggas while they up there.
So what we can do is we can go to a wrestling event. Not battle rap. We can just bring y'all the results after the battle's over with. We're not going there live because I'm trying to come back.
And I'll tell you what, though. WrestleMania next year going to be in Dallas.
We got to go. I actually told my mom Thanksgiving that I want to go to Dallas just to see the stadium. Now, I don't care about the Cowboys, but I just want to see AT&T Stadium in person. And if we could go to WrestleMania.
Two birds, one stone. Yeah. That'll definitely be. I got to make sure I got my glasses by then. But yeah, it's always been a childhood dream of mine. So then, much less my first event be at WrestleMania.
I know, yeah.
Not many people can say that.
Yeah, no, that's because I always want to go to a wrestling event.
Yeah.
But I've never been to one, so.
Yeah.
Damn, the Saints defense is trash.
Trash.
Bro.
Oh, almost. That one. Oh, yeah. I thought he was saying touchdown. I wouldn't touch that.
If I was CeeDee Lamb.
Uh-huh.
And he would have jumped, I'd have picked his ass up and carried him to the end zone.
That would have been fire. Like, with a stiff arm and just carry him in there.
PJ Woods wasn't even trying to tackle him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have picked his ass up.
Picked
him up and then run with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so
if he would have got a little lower, it might have actually worked.
PJ Williams ain't been the same since he fucked up against Minnesota, bro. The Saints, bro.
That's a fact, bro.
The Saints, dog.
That was
so, I remember texting you probably last week, I think. I think it was last week. I can't remember. About some of the battles I did see that I didn't even know happened.
Oh, yeah.
Where they had
Charlie Clips. I think both feet got in.
I know. He caught that motherfucker.
Oh, that was nice.
He caught that motherfucker.
I think he had both feet in. That was
I don't know. I'm starting to really look at the Cowboys. Hold on. Yeah, it's both feet down. Yeah, he caught that bitch. Oh,
that is crazy.
The Cowboys seem like they only could really beat under 500 teams.
Yeah.
Like, really dominate. When the competition is either a little bit higher, it's like they fold. Yeah, because it's like,
folded on Thanksgiving night.
There's no reason that they should have lost to Denver. I mean, to Denver.
Yeah.
Denver blew them out.
That's true.
They blew them out. And then to lose to
the Raiders,
the way they lost.
Yeah.
How one cornerback has four PIs, bro? This nigga would have been running running laps the entire practice, bro.
That's true, yeah.
Because that comes down to discipline and coaching. Yeah.
That's true.
And then granted, I don't think that when a quarterback throws an uncatchable ball in the area of a receiver, but the cornerback doesn't turn around, that should be considered PI.
It shouldn't.
The ball is uncatchable.
That's true.
It should not be considered a PI. And a lot of quarterbacks understand that rule,
right?
So they use it against the quarterback.
Yeah,
that's what happened with Derek Carr. That last PI against Anthony Brown, that ball was uncatchable.
That's true. It was. That's true.
Think about it. The receiver literally wrapped his hands around Anthony Brown's helmet.
Yeah.
So in a sense, the guy couldn't turn around.
Right.
And they still caught the PI. So I was just like,
I mean, we was at Angel's brother house for Thanksgiving, and her other brother's a Cowboy fan, he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy.
It was a decent game. But. I'm glad they lost. It brings joy to my heart knowing the Cowboys lost. But we talked about Charlie Cliffs had a battle with, was it Big A, right? What's his name?
No, not Big K.
Big K.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He battled Big K. He a quick 30.
Yeah.
Quick 30.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy. And then what's the other one I sent you?
A-Ward.
Yes. Yeah. If you want to watch a battle, go watch Charlie Clips versus A-Ward.
Yeah.
They both did one round, but it was fire.
Yeah.
If
you've never watched battle rap and want to get into it, Charlie Clips is the first battle rap I would suggest to watch.
Yeah.
That's the first one I started watching.
Same with me.
And he when he rap, it just translates easy.
Yeah.
You can know nothing. Like, you know how most rappers do personals and stuff like that.
And you don't know nothing.
Nah, he don't really do that.
Yeah.
He just out rap you.
Yeah.
And plain and simple.
It makes it, you're right about starting battle rap with Charlie. Because if you start with other people, you would be like, man, this shit trash.
Yeah.
But Charlie makes it interesting. You're like, okay, let me see who else he battled.
Right.
Then you start discovering other good competitors.
And then you people. Start understanding more. Yeah you get more into sense, it. So. Yeah.
But,
so, definitely.
Is there any more of the battle rap news?
No more battle rap news. Volume 9 is really what everybody's talking about right now.
Okay.
So,
Okay, we're going to do this. Let's go to boxing real quick.
Okay.
So, 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, Terrence Crawford fought Sean Porter, and he won.
Oh, yeah.
And he beat him 11-round TKO.
Mm-hmm.
I was salty at first.
Damn.
Because
that was a hell of a false start.
Yeah, I was salty at first because seeing the way Sean Porter's dad threw the towel in.
Yeah.
When according to the judges and the scorecards, that's a nice catch.
There was.
According to the judges and the scorecards, Sean Porter was up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a video of, I guess, Terrence Crawford was in the corner and they were talking to him, but he wasn't listening to his corner.
Yeah.
Because somebody told him, was like, yo, we just saw the cards.
Yeah.
Sean is up. You losing.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
And to see, because I was like, bro, I was like, why did your dad throw you under the bus?
Yeah.
He said that I stopped the fight because I realized my son didn't prepare like I wanted him to.
I couldn't remember who it was. I seen an interview. Somebody went in on that shit.
Oh, yeah. He was mad. Yeah. A lot of people were upset because he was like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then, but the way Sean explained it, me personally, Sean knows his father better than anyone else does because that's his dad.
Yeah.
And I think a part of him did not like the fact that his dad said what he did when he said it.
Yeah.
That's a conversation you tell Sean Porter privately.
You see his neck?
Uh-uh.
Look at it. Look at his neck.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, he out.
God damn.
Yeah, he out. He not coming back in. He finna go into the concussion protocol.
That's cringe just to watch.
Isn't that, was it not something Johnson? I forgot the receiver for the Saints.
Oh, I think it was something.
Chris, I don't know. It don't matter. Some nigga.
He's a tight end though.
Oh, yeah.
Could they just show his little bio? I think his last name was Thomas.
I think it was a fucking receiver. But yeah, so he beat Sean Porter, and the fight was competitive. He just caught him in the second round. But Sean Porter told us, he was giving us insight because I watched his the Porterway podcast, and he said that when he got hit the first time, he was like, "Okay, like what are you doing?"
Yeah.
Like, because he said, "I normally don't take that many clean punches in the face."
Yeah.
And he said, you can see that after the second knockdown, when they started to fight, when I banged my gloves on the ground, I was visibly frustrated.
Yeah.
Because and I'm telling myself, like, keep your hands up.
Right.
What are you doing? But it wasn't translating from his mind to his actual body. So in the end, he lost. And he retired. He retired from boxing. And he didn't fight everybody, bro. He ain't got nothing to prove. It just, that's a sour way to leave.
Yeah, it is.
Your dad throwing the towel.
Controversial, yeah.
Because he like, well, he didn't prepare how I wanted him to prepare, so I'm going to stop the fight. What?
That's a tough situation.
Yeah, I was like, nigga, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
So Terrence Crawford, they trying to, he's finally leaving Top Rank. Any fighter out there, there's no reason why you should sign to Top Rank.
That's not that team in Florida, is it?
No. Top rank is Bob Arum.
Yeah. I can't remember who I think about.
Are you talking about?
Well, I'm thinking about America Top Team. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, top rank is like Cash Money back in the days. They make a lot of stars, but they weren't paying niggas.
Yeah.
And after the post fight interview with Terrence Crawford, they asked him about, you know, because his contract with Bob Arum was finally up. Was he going to resign it? He should have been got out of the fucking contract. But
yeah.
He said no. And his words was, he said if I could not secure the Errol Spence fights or the big fights with Bob, why would I resign with him? He said, I could do that by myself. Bro, the look on Bob Arum's face when he said that was priceless, bro. Because he didn't know what Terrence was thinking. It was obvious. That was authentic. He was like, what in the fuck?
Yeah, that was authentic, yeah.
He was like, what in the fuck? He was like, why would I resign with him when he couldn't? And niggas in the media was, they were clapping their hands, bro.
Dang.
I was like, but everybody know Bob Arum. That's who he is.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like the other promoter, they won't do business. So you're missing out on big fights where you can make $50 million each. You're missing out on big fights because your promoter's
an
asshole.
You hold my career up, bro. Yeah.
So, man, shout out to Terrence Crawford, bro. Hopefully the fight gets secured with him fighting Errol Spence Jr. because that's the fight everybody want to see. The two big dogs in a welterweight. Y'all go at it.
Yeah.
We can see who the best. This past Saturday, Teofimo Lopez fought George Kambosos Jr. from Australia, and Tio was undefeated.
Uh-huh.
He was actually probably number one in the 130, 135. I think he's 130, 135. 135 division. He was number one, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he got upset and lost.
He got upset and lost?
He was favored to win the fight.
Okay. He got upset. I got you.
Yeah, he was upset, and he got beat by the dude nobody expected him to beat. And the dude was throwing the things, bro. You know a fight about to be long when you throwing haymakers at somebody, bro, and they still coming forward. You like, damn. I'm talking about your haymakers are landing, but they're still coming forward. And every now and then, Devin Haney said it good. He said you could be a talented fighter, but if your opposition or your opponent is hungry, hunger could be talent
any
day.
That's facts.
It could be talent any day, bro.
That's facts. So, ain't nothing more dangerous than motivation.
And I didn't realize, bro, this nigga George Kambosos just won 4 belts.
Damn.
He won four belts that fight, bro. I didn't realize T.O. had that many belts.
Damn.
Yeah, boy. 4 belts. That dude won 4 belts, bro.
Shit.
And then he was so salty about it that he didn't want to do a rematch clause. So now you asked out.
Yeah.
You done lost the belt.
That's a fact.
Because sometimes when you start being successful, you get in your own head.
Yeah.
Nobody tell me nothing. I'm on top of the world.
Yeah.
I'm this fighter, this prize fighter. Yeah, that's cool. But think about it. Everybody ain't going to be Mayweather, bro.
That's true.
Everybody not going undefeated.
Yeah.
Mayweather dedicated.
That's an anomaly within itself.
As much as I did not like Mayweather as a fighter, bro.
Yeah.
I got to give it to him. The dude dedicated his life to boxing.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, besides the couple of issues that he had with his baby mama and shit like that. And domestic violence. He really didn't get in too much trouble.
Yeah, he didn't. That's true.
And a lot of people, they like Floyd's lifestyle,
but
then they don't have Floyd's work ethic, though.
True that, yeah.
And it was the same because think about Adrian Broner was supposed to be Floyd's prodigy.
That's right, he was.
About billions. I watched that, bro, though. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat him for the whole hood. I'm like, bro, you're literally embarrassing yourself because you can't take a loss.
Yeah.
You can't be a slow fighter, a fighter who starts off slow, and then don't have an high output volume of punches.
He tried too hard to be Mayweather.
And
couldn't be himself.
Yep.
Didn't
and when he was himself, he got his ass knocked the fuck out.
True. Whooped.
Marcus Maidana knocked his ass out, man.
I'll never forget watching that.
What?
I had went to Angel. We went to Angel Brother House for that fight.
Oh, that fight?
Yeah.
Man, I saw that shit. I was like, yeah, beat his ass, bro. He was humping him and shit.
People hate that nigga.
You can't hump somebody.
And he's,
yeah, that's disrespectful.
I got to knock you out now.
That's disrespectful.
Now
you
playing with me. That was gay, though. I mean,
but he got what he. Literally, if I'm not mistaken, after that fight, he wouldn't say no more.
Yeah.
A lot of fights, he would win a couple, then he would lose.
Yeah.
And he would get beat. And it was the same thing. He'd start off slow. He don't throw enough punches.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Your style, it worked a little bit, but it didn't work how it should have. You should still be boxing right now.
That's true.
You should still be a high profile
money.
Fighter.
Yeah.
So you should be box office, but you ain't, man. So that's all the news about boxing, from what I understand. Whenever the news come out about Sean, I mean Terrence and Errol, which is probably gonna be next year, hopefully. Mm. Hopefully, you know, they get that fight on.
Yeah.
And Canelo is thinking about going to cruiserweight. That's literally right before heavyweight. Bro, this dude is a cheat code, bro. He is a fucking cheat. Yeah. He's moving up in weight as if it don't matter. I'm like, hold on, bro. Like, you fight niggas like 245, 250, yeah. 265, 270. Like, bro, that's getting close to heavyweight yeah. range, bro. But I don't know, man. We'll see.
That's going to be big money when he do that, though.
But that's Canelo, though.
Yeah.
That's Canelo.
That's true.
And I did mention on one of the episodes, I can't remember mm-hmm. which one, that, what's his name? Andy Ruiz is probably going to end up fighting our boy Deontay Wilder. Now, granted, you ain't heard shit from Wilder since this knockout.
Facts.
We ain't heard shit, no social media posts.
Yeah.
Or nothing like that. And while we talking about that, I want to get your opinion about it.
Okay.
Because we're avid for us sports fans. Mm-hmm. We have players we like and shit like that. I see people are starting to blame a lot of things on social media as the culprit or the problem
yeah.
to a lot of players' lifestyles. What's your opinion about that?
I say yes and no.
Okay.
Like, basically saying, like, social media being the reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say yes and no because social media is doing its job. It's influencing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I say no because success is going to bring out who you really are.
Yep.
So it's yes and no. More yes than anything. Because social media is really just doing its job. It's influencing people. It's influencing people to do whatever they see. Or to be high, whatever they see.
You know what's crazy, though? It's people.
True.
Think about it.
Yeah.
If Facebook didn't have nobody on Facebook, how can Facebook affect anyone?
That's true.
It's literally the people that get on and they're spewing their views about stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get enough people to follow the leader, people start thinking that shit is gospel now.
Look at Logan and Jake.
Come on, bro.
Come on, dog. Example, really.
Come on, dog. If you get a bunch of niggas to follow you because of the shit that you do,
yeah.
Oh, well, everything he does, it must be the truth. Because yeah. It's like, no, bro. I've learned. We've come from a different era
mm-hmm.
where we actually got to go outside and play.
Facts.
We had to be inside before the lights was on.
Yeah.
We lived in the apartments. Then everybody met up by the green box.
Yeah.
And
the trip.
And if you lived in the hood. Then to figure out where everybody was, look at the yard with all the bikes in the front
yeah,
yard.
Yeah, that's true.
If you see a bunch of bikes in the front yard, you know, okay, that's where everybody is.
Yeah, that's true.
You know everybody.
Everybody in there, so you knocking on the door.
But now we have now the younger generation, all they know is technology.
That's true, yeah.
That's all they know.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, people who are older than us, they got to experience different eras.
Yeah.
Where we got the late 90s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, because it was still like gangster rap that yeah. just trying to get through and make it to now technology. And
yeah.
that's literally all some people know.
Yeah.
Because I remember asking my friend, I was like, bro, I say, when did we have so many mental health cases?
That's a good question.
And we didn't know.
Yeah.
But I remember I watched the documentary about Social Dilemma and it talks about the effects of social media. You'll realize when your phone, ding, what's the first thing you do?
We'll go right to it.
Yeah.
Look at
it's programming.
Yeah.
It's programming you to always pick that's your phone crazy. Up. Yeah, dog. So I literally, one day, after watching the documentary, I literally had to go through certain apps and I turned off notification.
Yeah.
And so I found my phone time would go from like 4 hours in a day to 2 hours to an hour and a half to like maybe 45 minutes. You're going a whole day. And you only spending 45 minutes to an hour on your phone.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, but when you see the effects of it, like think about it. You click one video, a recommended video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a YouTube couple. You're like, what the hell are they doing? You click on it. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you start getting a bunch more recommended videos from YouTube couples.
3 hours later. Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. So it's an algorithm to feed you stuff to keep you distracted.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was like, nah. But it's like, it's a balance, though.
Yeah.
Because social media is not evil. It's just the shit that people put on it that makes it evil.
I just did it myself. I just did it. It's
habit, dog. That shit is a habit, bro.
Damn.
That's why sometimes, like, when I go to work, I put my phone, I turn my put on vibrate.
Uh-huh.
The only person that if I'm at work, my watch hit a thing because Jessica texts me.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really get a, like my mom texts me or something like that. But I don't get no texts. But I try to make sure I'm focused.
Yeah.
And I'm not on my phone all day.
Yeah.
Because think about it, I would literally go to work and be on YouTube.
Facts.
Like, and I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here for 8 hours a day. I'm like, I could at least be doing something productive for myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to get on my phone, I get on my phone later at nighttime, you know, after I spend time with the family, shit like that. I don't know. That's an interesting topic, though, because it a lot is. Of people who have kids, who think about having kids, bro, they're going to be introduced to social media, and it's affecting them.
That's true.
A lot worse.
That's true, yeah.
Because now they're young being brought up, seeing people posting pictures on Instagram, seeing people post pictures on Snapchat, having the perfect filter to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Like that shit that they have to deal with, that we ain't got to deal with that shit.
And I can't understand that.
It's exactly. It's confusing to us now. It's like, what the fuck are y'all dealing with?
Yeah.
But we don't understand because that's all they know.
Right.
So that's, and think about it, that shit is bombarded in their face.
Yeah.
All day, bro.
Yeah.
That's why literally sometimes you got to put your phone down, bro, and go outside and live your life.
That's true.
Because think about it, life is still happening.
Facts. And it is.
That shit also make you depressed too, because now you're comparing your life to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't lying. Oh, I want that. They got that. I want that.
Yeah, and then you have no idea what they did to get it or what they're doing to keep it.
Shit, it'll start arguments and relationships too.
What? Well, yeah, that's why I never understood relationship goals.
Like, because then you look at that and then you start looking at your spouse treating them different because they don't look how you saw whatever you seen.
Yep, or they're not doing what you saw.
What you saw,
And it's like everybody's different, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. So I don't know. Maybe we have a podcast talking about shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
Shit we've learned since we've been married. So, but I just, because it made me think about like they were talking about Russell Wilson on Speak for Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about, you know, how they've been losing. This might be the first season that they have Russell Wilson has a losing record. Street,
yeah.
And so they're talking about, you know, how he has the social media, he has to take the pictures, has the photographers, the stylists, and they say maybe that stuff is catching up to him. I don't know.
You get paid for that, though.
Maybe it is.
In my opinion, you know.
That's what happens when niggas take a lot of money.
True.
On a team.
True.
NFL is not like baseball, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
And baseball don't have a salary cap. They can give a nigga 10 years. $500 million.
That's true.
They can do that over 2 years. NFL can't do that, bro. Yeah. Damn, boy, y'all is. Hey, when did the Saints score?
They scored on the play action play. It was a drop before this, as a matter of fact.
That was garbage.
It was broken cover.
We gonna move to wrestling. You got any wrestling news? Okay, so he got
Roman Reigns is still the greatest out there right now. Wrestling news, yo. It's really not no wrestling news right now, to be honest with you, man.
Didn't L Boy come back?
Who's that?
Brock.
So Brock Lesnar's coming back tomorrow now.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah,
his
suspension has been lifted.
He was really suspended?
He was of course not. They talking about he was fined $1 million.
For what? Beating the referee?
He beat up the the guy who's supposed to be general manager.
Oh.
Yeah, Adam Pearce.
Was he hurt or something?
Nah. It was just, they were trying to make it a big deal.
Oh.
Like, it was, this was so bad. We're going to fine him $1 million. First of all, I've never heard, all the fines are fake. Unless the only way you really get fined in WWE is if you fail a drug test.
Oh, yeah.
Steroids, something like that, you know. But they try to make it seem like this is real bad. Like, I've heard, they've done this before. It's never been $1 million. It'd be like $10,000, $5,000. Let's not. Brock probably make $1 million, yeah. But let's not act like this the NFL or NBA. True. You find him $1 million or some shit. Yeah. They don't even find that much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be like $50,000, $10,000. You know.
That's true.
But it was hysterical to me. But so he's supposed to be coming back on SmackDown. Roman Reigns, like I said, he's still must see TV. AEW. CM Punk is awful.
Really?
CM, bro, I watched a match. I watched his match last night on Dynamite. Not last night, I'm sorry, Wednesday night on Dynamite. And I really was just watching it. I haven't really sat down and watched a CM Punk match since he came back, three, 4 months ago.
Yeah.
He was wrestling this, it was a young guy. Yeah. I can't remember his name. He had a long name. He was wrestling this guy. CM Punk looked old and slow. Out of breath. He got that. And it's funny because people all made fun of that gut Brock Lesnar had. He got the same gut. But what's worse, Brock has muscle somewhere. Mm. See, a punk look like a can of Vienna sausage. A potty meat. I mean, he looked like a bag of pudding.
So maybe it's the fact that people held him to a certain standard and he's not there no more.
Like, because then that's what it was. Because remember, his nickname was Best in the World. And now that's catching up and it looks stupid now. Because he looks trash.
It happens, bro.
He moving slow, bro. It's, I don't know how the crowd's still on there. I was watching, I was getting mad. I'm like, this dude is trash.
I think it's because they still see CM Punk what he used to be. The young CM Punk.
Man, CM Punk is
36, right?
37. No, he in his 40s.
Really?
CM Punk, I think 42, 43? 43. 43. Now, I'm glad you're looking it up. Okay, now search up Bobby Lashley.
Bro, Chris Jericho, 51?
Don't even get me started on him. Oh, that's a jar of peanut butter right there.
40. Oh, shit.
Look at the fucking shape, the dedication that he gives to his body.
Hold on. I didn't even realize these niggas. Randy Orton is 41, bro?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea, dog.
Orton old. But Orton is still hanging with people. Orton hangs with everybody, bro.
Wow.
Still. Orton, you can make an argument. If you want to really make a debatable argument, you can make an argument. Randy's the greatest wrestler right now. At 41, dog?
Oh, yeah.
I can make a case. Orton is, I can make a case that him and Edge had match of the year last year at Backlash. I can make a case for that. Bobby Lashley is one of the best WWE champions they've had in recent memory outside of Roman. Like what Roman doing now, but when Bobby had, it was believable that he gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, that's
former MMA fighter. Come on, man, Army guy.
Damn,
he had a winning record in MMA.
I didn't realize he was that old, bro.
Man, 45. He looked like he 20.
No, that's facts. Randy looked like he hit early 30s.
Because I was all member. You remember? I was all for. I was on the boat. AEW about to shut him down. I'm starting to understand the difference. WWE is expecting you to be in top shape, top condition. Man, look at these niggas in AEW. Chris Jericho, CM Punk, Big Show, Sting. They look old.
They are old.
It's a retirement home over there.
They are old.
Bobby is older than them. He looks good. Orton is the same age as them. He looks good. It's a difference. It really is. It really makes AEW look like the great value version of WWE.
But it is, though.
And it is. You're right. It's a guy on there named MJF. And he's supposed to be known as this new guy who's real good on the mic. He's good on the mic. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Him and CM Punk had a little promo. CM Punk called him the chief version of The Miz. I stopped the watch. I say, oh, my God, he is. I'm a fan of MJF. I'm like, yo, he don't hold nothing back. CM Punk said that. I said, yo, he's a cheap version of The Miz. The Miz has had promos where he was pretty good, but I hate him. He looks horrible. MJF looks horrible.
Yeah.
MJF is 26, 25, 26. Oh, yeah, go ahead. You're going to see him. 10 and all. Go ahead, pull him up.
25. Oh, he is a cheap
come
version
on, bro.
Of The Miz, bro.
What?
Yeah.
25? WWE wouldn't put him on TV until he got in shape.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's funny, we hate WWE for that, but let's be honest. When WWE put their product on the TV, they want to make sure they look like $1 million.
Yeah, and I think it's hard for indie wrestlers who's trying to make it big.
Yeah.
Like, you have to fit a certain mold for WWE.
Right.
And it makes it hard because you're probably just going to go towards AEW first.
Yeah.
Because you have a better opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Making a name.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, I mean, if you think about it, though, and everybody hates the fact that WWE is like that nowadays. Oh, the guys that don't look muscular, they can wrestle. But people don't understand. We was fed this in the Attitude Era and loved it. Hmm. Stone Cold's in shape. Rock, Undertaker, Triple H got in crazy shape. Look at Kane. Kane was a genetic freak. Like, people forget. Don't hate it now. You've enjoyed it all this time. But now that you see these olive green, these olives out here wrestling, now y'all think that they got to change it. No, it ain't never failed for WWE. Why they got changed?
Well, that probably is an issue as well, because they won't change.
Well, yeah, it might be. It might be, right. Correct.
They're
doing
what they always did. So I don't know if you've seen this. Speaking of Undertaker, he talked about Kevin Hart. He was with Kevin Hart on Coldest Balls.
I didn't get a chance to see that
yet. That shit was funny as hell. I was about to watch it, bro. What's the dude's name? The two dudes that work with him, the black and white dude, Bam.
Yeah.
I think Bam is Daryl. Bro, they funny as shit, bro. I'm not gonna spoil, but he gets to a point where he talks about Kevin asking his top five wrestling.
Oh, his Mount Rushmore. Yeah. They posted on Instagram. Okay. I seen that part.
I was like, I said, okay.
Yeah.
He got a
it's respectable.
Yeah, he got a decent list.
Yeah.
He got a decent list. Nah. I'm a big Andre fan, but granted, I did not see Andre wrestle except when he wrestled against Hulk Hogan.
Right.
But I'm not like, when you that big, bro, you're not supposed to lose.
Yeah, that's true.
If you do lose, it don't make sense.
Yeah.
But he had Rock, he had Stone Cold, I think he mentioned Hulk Hogan.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
Who did he mention? He hates Hogan.
Well, I hate him too, so we in the same boat.
Yeah.
So it was Rock, it was...
Stone Cold, Michaels, and
Sean. Yeah. Because people, they forget Sean was that nigga.
They forget that shit. That's the truth. It wasn't the longest of times because of his back injury, but he was that nigga for a minute.
Sean could wrestle. Yeah. Or wrestle anybody.
Yeah.
Any
day. Facts.
Any day.
Facts.
So that was pretty cool to hear him say that. Yeah. Talk about his, because he didn't put himself on the list. Like, and this is his top five.
What I loved about it, also, little quick story. What I loved about it, he did an interview years ago. When he first came, he said he debuted 1990 as The Undertaker. And at the beginning of 1991, he said Andre told him, I got ideas for us in a match. He said, I know exactly how it's going to play. He said, it's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. But then he died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine Andre versus Undertaker? Yeah, God.
Yeah, that would have.
You know what I'm saying?
He was already over.
Right.
The most over wrestler probably ever.
And if you ask Undertaker, he don't have Andre on that Mount Rushmore because of his wrestling ability, promo, he could talk. No, Andre was a sensation.
Yeah.
He was box office.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to come see the eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah.
You didn't have an athlete in the world at the time that size.
Yeah, Andre Giant.
You know what I'm saying?
Not
7'4", 500 plus pounds, bro. That was unheard of at the time. So I can respect that based off of that.
Some bullshit, bro.
Probably did not want to.
I know a lot of niggas probably won't lose to Hogan, though, bitch ass.
I bet, yeah.
You talk about politics? I know that nigga was throwing his weight around.
Bro. I don't think Cena got nothing on what he was doing.
Not at all. That's why I never understood why what's that nigga name? Bret Hart was so mad at Sean about the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, bro. You leaving? You going to WCW, bro? They know you leaving.
That was Bret Hart pride. That was,
and he didn't want to lose to Sean because when y'all doing promos. The promos are getting more edgier, and Sean is digging deep.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, I'm
it was sure. gold.
It was
gold.
I mean, that put WWE really on the map.
Yeah,
that's true. they already had like a core following, but they really like just took them off because they're like, oh shit, I don't think that was supposed to happen. So him being mad about politics is like. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So we got any other wrestling news?
Wrestling news besides that? No.
Okay.
No, that's it.
All right, we're going to get to the NFL. So let's just talk about this shit now and get it off the way. Because I saw this shit right before I left. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So three people is Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards, and some other nigga is suspended for 3 games without pay. For violating the COVID protocols. And apparently these Negroes got fake vaccine cards.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, AB, you went the whole year.
Yeah.
No problems.
Because wasn't he already injured too?
Yeah. Because I'm like, at this point, okay, he out for 3 more weeks. That'll give him 3 more weeks to heal.
Right, yeah.
So that he can come back for protocols and play. Now, granted, will he probably be back next year? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on... what Tom does.
That man can play still.
Yeah, I know.
AB can fucking play at a high level.
I watched, there's a video on YouTube of Tom Brady and AB highlights together. I was like, this nigga is still good, bro. He really the number one receiver on that team, bro. It's not even Mike Evans.
You talk about a more skilled and talented Ocho Cinco.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I can't disrespect Ocho route running. It was good. His footwork was crazy. But man, you talking about somebody who actually has skill, like better skill, better AB is, man.
I think I'll put AB skill on the same level as T.O.
Yeah.
AB really got some for sure hands.
He played like he's 6'4", bro.
Yeah, he great route running. he's not the 6'5", 6'6" receiver.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, the dude has hands, but I'm like, him getting suspended, I mean, they don't really care. The team gonna move forward
in the play. Yeah,
and they don't do their own thing.
Yeah, they don't care what happened right now. They look in playoffs.
Yeah, they focused and shit like that. Yeah. And then they'll worry about him at the end of the season. I'm gonna be honest with you, dog. I think a lot of players on Tampa is probably going to retire when Tom retires.
Damn, I
wouldn't play football no more.
I can see that.
If I'm AB, if that's just
especially you talking about the veterans.
Hypothetically, if the Bucks win the Super Bowl again this year, they repeat. And if Tom plays two more years, Gronk is going to retire when Tom retires.
Yeah.
And if I'm AB, I'm retiring when Tom retires, bro. Because I've got my money.
Why not?
And I got my championships.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so you have the opportunity of a lifetime. You know what, man? We go. So, yeah, them three players got suspended. I actually just saw that shit today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you already seen it. Man in the Arena documentary with Tom Brady.
It's
a recount of all the Super Bowls.
Uh-huh.
Bro, that shit is gold.
It's good.
To hear him talk about it. So he talked about his first Super Bowl where, I mean, he played against the Steelers in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And he actually talked about how nervous he was.
A word?
He said he was scared. He said he realized that moment was too big for him.
Damn.
For him to say that because Teddy Bruschi and Willie McGinnis was on there as well.
Right.
And they said that they didn't know that. They couldn't tell. He said apparently he was terrified.
That's crazy.
He said that the moment was too big for him. And that's the game that Drew Bledsoe had to come in and finish because Tom got hurt.
Okay, yeah.
And so he came in and they was like, okay, Drew won his job back.
He yeah.
Play against the Rams. He could be starting. And Bill was like, no.
Yeah.
And I understand. Everybody always, this documentary helps you to understand that the early Tom Brady needed Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
He needed Bill Belichick, bro.
Yeah.
Because Bill taught Tom how to think on another level of football.
Mm.
And you can see it out on the field.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the early Tom, bro, like the early Patriots, that was number defense and special teams.
Yeah,
bro.
That's true.
And the quarterback just don't turn the ball over.
A legendary defense, really.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Underrated defense,
Well, you had Rodney Harrison. Yep. You had Ty Law. You had Teddy Bruschi, McGinnis. You had Lawyer Malloy. You had Richard Seymour, Will Fork. They had a fucking squad,
they did.
Boy.
That's a fact.
They had a squad. So niggas didn't like playing against New England because they know that defense was ferocious.
Yeah.
And offense, it was kind of still finding its own. But, man, if you haven't seen it, bro, it's on ESPN.
Okay.
I normally don't – ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
I normally don't pay for shit. Mm. But I was like, it's $6.99 a month.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be recounting all the Super Bowls, even the ones he lost. So you're going to talk about the Giants ones, too.
You know, that's going to be the most viewed, too.
Yeah, and he said that the director was like, you said that this one is probably the most therapeutic. Because he hate that. That's the undefeated season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you are undefeated and lose the way they lost.
Yeah. We could have did this week one.
Man. What?
This could happen week
it's
one.
It's really interesting to hear him talk about it. And he talked about how when they played against the Steelers for the third Super Bowl, that's what's when they beat the Eagles? Yeah, they beat the Eagles.
Donald McNair, yeah,
they beat the Eagles. Well, in the playoffs, on Halloween that same year, they had went on a 21-game win streak from the last
season.
That
carried over,
And then the Steelers ended up blowing them out.
Uh-huh.
It was like, okay, well, they was on his high.
Yeah.
They come back down.
Yeah.
And he said, him and Teddy say, Bill chewed us out, of course.
Yeah.
But Bill was waiting on them to lose. So he can get them to focus. Because it's like, well, we focusing, but we still doing our own thing.
That's a different mindset right there, man.
And he talked about how Big Ben went to work.
Yeah.
He was killing them that game. And at that time, nobody knew who Big Ben was.
Right.
Because he was still fairly new.
Yeah.
But he made an impact. And they said that they wanted that rematch in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think they had to go to Pittsburgh and play them. They had to go to Pittsburgh and play them. And I think they slaughtered them that game. If I'm mistaken, they blew them out.
I'm pretty sure.
They blew them out. But it's a really good documentary, man. I watched the third episode on Tuesday. Come on, every Tuesday at 9. But it's really good just to hear him talk about it and see different things that you didn't know.
True.
You didn't know. Like, I didn't realize Rodney Harrison was trying to kill teammates in practice.
Yeah.
He said,
and he didn't give a shit.
He said, I don't care about none of that. I don't want nobody to like me. The only person that like me is my mama. And that's all that matters. But now I see why he had the edge he had.
Yeah.
Because think about it. This dude played with a broken forearm in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then when he tried to sub out, they didn't even hear him. So he had to go and he had to push one of the receivers out of bounds. And he said he heard it snap. So he had to immediately leave the game because he had a broken thing, broken arm. Damn, he's trying to get this dude killed, bro. Yeah. But yeah, so we got past the COVID shit. I talked about the Tom Brady shit, mm-hmm. The man in the arena. All right, so we gonna just open the floor up to you, dog, because yeah, I want to know what the hell you think about your Steelers. What do you think? Where does the Steelers go?
You know what's crazy from here? Our offense is actually waking up.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck happened to our defense. And I can't fault that. Fitzpatrick had the COVID. Mm-hmm. Wyatt was injured. Now he got the COVID.
Really?
They placed him on COVID list. What was that, Wednesday? Okay. Yeah. So he's going to be out next game against the Ravens. I ain't faulting none of that on, you know. I don't know what the fuck happened. I think my biggest problem on the Steelers team is Devin Bush, our middle linebacker. That small motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck has happened. Now, everyone's giving him excuses saying it was his ACL that he tore last year. Mm. Mentally, it fucked him up. Mm. Which is possible. I get that. Mm. But say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you, like, bro, you know when you're not playing your best. Mm. No. The coaches know when you're not playing your best.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I get it. We have injuries at linebacker as well, so we can't really just take him out. I get it that he's a young talent. Yeah, but goddamn, this nigga, he already 5'11"?
Mm. Okay.
He blocks, and it, because in the AFC, you got to be able to stop the run.
Yeah, that's true.
And middle linebackers play a big part of that.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't stop the run. You ain't beating nobody in the AFC.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody. You're not, especially you talking about being in the division with Lamar Jackson, Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. Mm-hmm. And I guess Joe Mixon now.
The Patriots running back, too. Them motherfuckers running the ball on everybody as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Damon Harrison, Stevenson.
So, you know, I just, right now, yeah. I'm kind of just numb about the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy the games as a football fan. Mm-hmm. It's just an enjoyment for me at this point just because it's football.
Gotcha.
Because I know if I get so mad and I'll be like, fuck the rest of the season, then the off season going to happen. I'm like, damn, I miss football. So I'm just going to enjoy it as a football fan now.
I got you.
So I'm just excited. I'm excited because the AFCs look real good.
So do you think, let me ask you a question, do you think the Steelers should bench Ben and then put in either Haskins or Rudolph just to see the development? Because y'all need a quarterback. And even if it ain't in the draft next year, one of these other quarterbacks got to play.
I know what they're going to do. They may give it another
year with Ben?
No, another 3 weeks.
Oh.
Because they want to see if we could find our way back in the middle of the playoff.
It's hard.
It's hard. Exactly.
Y'all division too hard right now. It's hard. So I would not do that.
You know, and so I saw like, no, am I? Dang, he got a pick?
No, it was complete.
But, I think they probably give it 3 weeks, and then once it's kind of like, okay, there's no way.
A lost cause.
Then it's like, okay, well, let's start looking forward.
But I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I mean, because right now, the way y'all playing, the Steelers are playing uninspired football right now.
Bro, and another grouch, probably my biggest grouch over the Devin Bush grouch. Najee Harris was one of the most exciting rookies before 2 weeks ago. He was getting 25 carries.
What's up against Detroit?
Well, no, I'm just talking about, season was he was progressing.
Fuck.
He was getting 25 rushing carries. He was getting about almost 40 total touches a game. The last 2 weeks, I think the highest he's gotten was like 15.
Touches. Oh, that's play calling.
15, that's what I'm saying, yo. Like, against, who kicked our ass the other week? Not the Bengals. Oh, shit. Who was that?
That nigga caught that shit, bro.
We was losing bad, and then we came back.
The Chargers,
yeah. That game, I think he had 9 rushing carries. But now, granted, I get it because we were behind most of the game. You really don't want to run the ball if you're behind. I get that. Mm. But for him to finish the game, I think with like 12 total touches, that's fucking ridiculous, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
You got a young stud who is actually good. That might be a pick.
No, it is. Yeah, he caught it. It looked like he caught the ball. So right now, Dallas is up. Oh, did the ball touch the ground? Surviving the ground.
Boy,
if they doing this, they trying to see if that ball moves. If that ball moves, it's incomplete. I really hate that rule.
I do too. I really do.
I only liked it when it was against y'all.
Jesse James.
Yeah. Boy. Now that game was, that shit was crazy.
That
shit
was crazy.
He was like down to the wire. He was like,
nah,
oh,
for real.
That nigga threw a pick in the game. I was like, yo. Appreciate that, big man. But I don't know, man. I feel like, I also think like at some point, Tomlin has to start taking blame. Yeah. For the personnel that he's in, putting in the game.
That's true.
Because, like, you know.
And it's really Ben.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Ben's a veteran quarterback, and Mike Tomlin's still giving him that leeway. But that shit got to stop.
But it's hurting the team, though.
It is.
It's hurting the team.
Saving this one person is hurting the entire team.
I wonder, do you think Ben retires after this season?
He got to. Either that or they let him go. Ooh. Either they, they did a little interview with Ryan Shazier. He was the guy who got paralyzed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said Ben Dunn. He said, and he's still good, bro. I'm talking about when he was in the hospital. Ben came, checked on him, all it took pitch with him, helped him start walking.
It's the truth, though.
And it is.
It's the truth. Yeah.
Come on. He said Ben is done.
I told you.
Ben is literally holding an entire organization hostage right now.
The worst thing that happened to the NFL was Tom Brady, bro.
He is Brett Favre-ness.
Damn. He won't let that shit go.
It's time to move on. It's time for a new era. It's time. Yeah, it's time. It's definitely time.
Oh, he caught that bitch?
That nigga been playing good.
Like a gallop.
Yeah, that's a weird last name. Yeah.
Gallup. Did he catch it in bomb? Let's see. Toe drag swag.
Yeah. Like that touchdown he had earlier. He did the same thing.
That motherfucker got it in, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I feel like with, I don't know. I really think if I'm the Steelers, bro, and we know we're not winning in the division right now, I'm putting one of them backups in and let them get reps.
That's true.
Because they still got to play next year.
But at the same time, you not know, because I'm gonna be honest. If I'm thinking what I think they thinking, they're not 100% on Gas or Haskins or
Rudolph. Rudolph. No, I agree. But you got to take the lesser of the worst.
That's true.
Which one is worse than the other?
That's true.
And then put him in, and then y'all got to start prepping for the draft next year.
Because a quarterback, a quarterback is not something I don't think we could spend a first round pick on because we need offensive linemen.
Yeah,
we need offensive linemen horribly.
And you know what's crazy? I thought about it. Even if y'all draft a quarterback now, it's not going to help him.
Right, that's true.
They should have drafted a quarterback a couple years ago so he could sit on the bench and learn.
Yeah.
And then
that's the purpose, you know?
But now,
that's
the purpose. Now these guys are first-rounders and they're playing immediately.
Technically they did, but Rudolph's just not it.
No.
He's just not it.
I knew when he got whacked by Myles Garrett, I'm like, yeah. Football ain't for you, though. Yeah. It's not for you.
That nigga need to be playing golf.
Nigga snatched your helmet off while it was strapped to your chin?
You allowed another grown man to snatch your
helmet. That's Myles Garrett.
Well, that's true.
That's Myles Garrett.
That nigga is fucking huge.
That nigga pick up my car outside with ease.
Facts, man.
Ease, bro. All right, so we talked about the Steelers. Let's see what else we got here, man. As of right now, what teams do you think would be one and done in the playoffs?
Ravens.
Hold on, let me get this.
No doubt about that, bro. They are the worst 8-3 team I've ever seen.
All right,
the absolute worst.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on. Fuck. All right, so as of right now, you got Ravens, Patriots, Titans, Chiefs, and the Bengals for the AFC.
I see all those teams. I really, not trying to be funny because I hate the Ravens. I see all them teams like having a better chance than the Ravens.
Well, yeah, I agree. Because the Ravens just have a bad offense. Their offense is not
horrible.
Good. It's not good. Like, if Lamar can't run,
he's the worst throwing quarterback in the league.
No, Cam Newton. Don't start. You're starting. Yeah, Cam Newton.
Yeah,
he's still trash.
Lamar Jackson's close.
How you 5-21, dog? I could do that from my couch, bro. Like 5-21.
That's a fact.
In the NFL, bro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Professional.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
That's a fact.
All right, so you said the Ravens. I actually agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like any team in the AFC could beat the Ravens.
After that performance against the Browns.
I don't know. I feel like the Titans would be one and done, too. The Titans been falling off.
Yeah. True. I agree there.
All I'm going to say is, And of course, I jumped off the bandwagon as soon as Tom left. I'm being real.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody want to play the Patriots in the playoffs.
Nobody, bro.
In the AFC want to play them.
They are cooking for real, dog.
Not even. Now, the only team that might get them fits is probably Kansas City.
Yeah.
Because you're in the playoffs. Now, the speed is faster.
Now, Belichick is coaching defense.
He's coaching defense. They give him fits.
Yeah.
I mean, if it turns into a shootout, I don't trust a shootout.
Yeah, I don't trust the shootout either, yeah.
But if it's like a slow grinding game, like a 13-7 game,
right,
then the Patriots could beat them. They could beat anybody in the AFC.
That's true. Absolutely. They are the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Yeah. The Patriots right now.
I wouldn't say it's by a long shot, but it's not really close.
Yeah.
If they're not close. Because they've been the most consistent team.
And that's crazy, bro. Yeah. That's
great. And they haven't beat no slouch teams, really.
No, they blew out Tennessee.
Yeah.
They blew them out.
They beat the Chargers, you know.
Yeah, they did beat the Chargers. Who else they beat? They played Buffalo this Sunday.
That's going to be a good game.
That is.
That's going to be a good game.
They were talking about Mac Jones' development and how they were comparing him to young Tom. And how, at first people was upset. We're not supposed to compare him to the GOAT, but he's talking about Tom first started.
Yeah.
But then watching the documentary, Man in the Arena,
that
shit makes a lot of sense, bro. I was like, oh, I see why they revered. Damn, what a nice catch, boy.
Go down before you fumble, though.
But it makes sense why they revered Belichick the way that they did.
Yeah.
Like, Belichick can coach his ass off, bro. The fact that the reason why niggas didn't like playing the Patriots is because you gotta play against Belichick, and then you got to play against Belichick on the field.
That's true,
And if you got Tom and Belichick sitting in a meeting on Thursdays for 2 or 3 hours going over every single player on the defense and their tendencies and their weaknesses, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, that's a cheat code.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Now, how are you supposed to beat a team when the teammates are competing against each other? You worked out for an hour and a half. I worked out for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or you got here at 6:30. I've been here since 5:30.
Yeah.
They literally competing with each other.
Yeah.
So there was like the coach, upper management. Nobody got to hold us accountable. We hold each other accountable.
Right.
I'm outdoing you. I'm outworking you.
That's a recipe for success.
That's the mentality that they had, bro. Them first three Super Bowls was because of that mentality.
Yeah.
Now, even Tom did talk about he hated the fact that how Bill did Lloyd Malloy. I didn't realize that was his best friend.
Yeah.
He even said that after the third Super Bowl that the weight of success began to be stressful on his life.
Mm.
Because you go from just a Michigan quarterback, 6th-round draft pick, to winning the Super Bowl, to now you're in a magazine of GQ and SportsCenter, and you get all this notoriety, and you're not the same person who you once was
anymore. That's true.
How do you deal with all the success?
That's a lot of change.
And stay hungry.
Yeah.
Because think about it. He could have retired after the first
Got
three.
Got comfortable, yeah.
He could have been like, man, I'm done with football,
Still
man.
Be one of the greatest quarterbacks.
And the nigga's still playing, and he's still balling. So, we're going to go to the NFC. What teams you feel like in the NFC?
Oh, real quick, I did want to say, I think one of the most dangerous ingredients for Mac Jones he really got coached by two of the greatest coaches of all time.
Oh, yeah,
Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. Not many people can say that.
Yeah, that's true.
As a quarterback, not to have them in your ear, to have them to talk to when you run the sideline during the timeout, not many quarterbacks can say that.
And that's why he's so focused.
I don't think any can.
No.
To be honest with you.
Not at all.
Bro, that's a dangerous combination, bro.
That's why he's so focused and calm now, because coming from Alabama and going to Bill, where you're literally like robots.
Right.
You're literally like fucking robots, bro. Like, they talked about it. And that's why I call Teddy Bruschi Mario Lopez. Just, he's a smaller, bro.
Yeah, he is. But he didn't like that nigga.
Those guys are dedicated, and they love Bill because how Bill impacted their lives.
Yeah.
And the people that they became, and it was a last dynasty.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
They're the last. You're in history.
Yeah.
You're literally in history. You won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years.
Yeah.
That shit don't happen, dog. That shit is fucking crazy.
And not to be funny, Bill might be in the middle of another one.
Ooh, you think so?
Not soon, but if Mac Jones stay on the straight and narrow, you just keep building around him?
So my question is, if he does do that, my question would be, is that do Bill think that his formula for Tom worked? Because remember, they weren't drafting receivers and tight ends.
Hmm.
Think about it. Does that work? Does that formula work? Because putting anybody there – plugging them into pieces in a cogwheel, expecting to produce.
I don't think it works anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has to draft.
Yeah, he's realizing that
he has to draft. Yeah, if you draft, bro, I literally forgot about Aaron Hernandez, bro.
Yeah,
Gronk talked about him, bro. I forgot they were dynamic on the field, yeah. Bro. What? Yeah. You had Gronk and Hernandez lined up, dog.
Yeah,
that was a fucking mismatch.
It
bro.
Was. Yeah,
you had to pick your poison, dog.
That's a fact,
bro. What? But Gronk talked about how he didn't know Aaron was doing all those things, so yeah. He was so shocked. He was like, "The guy I played with," because Aaron looked up to Gronk.
Right.
He was like, "This is the greatest tight end."
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, like,
and crazy because Gronk was like 3 years. Hey, he was on the radio too.
Gronk is that nigga, bro.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a game changing tight end?
Yeah.
Gronk.
Fourth quarter, nigga running somebody over.
Gronk, bro.
Outrunning somebody.
So let's do the NFC. Who?
Okay.
NFC teams you think right now would be one and done? I'm gonna say the Rams. In the playoffs. The playoffs started tomorrow or this weekend. The Rams will be out.
I say Packers.
Nah. The Packers are gonna lose the NFC championship game. It's only right. It's only right.
It's meant for them.
Yeah, it's only right.
If not them, I say Packers is my first pick. Mm-hmm. If not them, Arizona wouldn't surprise me.
I was just thinking Arizona too.
They wouldn't surprise me.
I've seen teams get hot in the season and mm-hmm. in playoffs they just fade. You're like, what happened?
Because they got all them injuries. I guarantee they would not pick that momentum back up.
Nah.
That momentum is gone.
Yeah.
It's gone. They're not going to pick it back
up. But you know what's crazy though? The fact that they was winning with Colt McCoy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Oh!
Shut up. Hey, that was badass.
That was.
He said a little bit.
Damn.
They got showed up. Yeah.
That was nice. I don't know. I think he was out of bounds, though. Yeah, he's out of bounds.
That was a beautiful.
It's just the fact that he caught that shit.
Yeah.
He caught that shit. So I would say, yeah, the Rams, Arizona. The Cowboys just going to do what the Cowboys do.
Yeah.
So I really don't
I think
care.
You see, it's a joke to even mention them being one and done team. That's just expected.
But I can see the Rams not doing mm-hmm. what they were brought in to do.
Yeah.
Put together to do.
Yeah, their defense not the same it was last year.
Not at all. Bro, they don't like physical football.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? I didn't realize Robert Woods had got injured the week they signed Odell.
Yeah.
Season ACL injured. Tear.
Yep.
He out for the season. I'm like, oh shit, bro. Because, you know, Odell expected to be number three receiver.
Yeah.
It's going to be Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, boom, then Odell.
Right.
And I'm like, nah, bro. That ain't.
Nah, definitely bro. Ain't going to work.
And it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because you got Detroit, you got Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford throwing the ball to him and shit. And this nigga looking like Jared Goff in Detroit right now.
That's a fact.
I'm like, you think Matthew Stafford having flashbacks and shit, bro. Kelvin Johnson somewhere down there, fuck it, I'm going to just throw it up.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, man. But I don't trust the Rams.
No.
I didn't trust the Rams when they got Matthew Stafford. I'm like, it's only a matter of time before he lose.
It seemed like a downgrade in a weird way to me. Because it was like, you just kind of going backwards.
It really, I feel like Matthew Stafford has had a higher ceiling than Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jared Goff just took forever to learn the fucking playbook. If Sean McVay got to tell you where the ball going, that's a problem.
Yeah.
10.
Oh, okay.
That Super Bowl cursed the Rams.
Hey.
That Super Bowl and Todd Gurley.
Speaking of curses, bro. Now, I've talked to you about this plenty of times before.
Uh-huh.
But I'm starting to believe it's true now. Any team that plays against the Patriots or Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, their franchise is never the same, whether they win or lose.
That's true, actually.
Yeah. They're never the same.
Yeah, you think about
They're never the same. Yeah. Think of Philly beat the Patriots a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They've been trash since the Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
Who does that?
The Falcons.
The Falcons goes up 25 and lose the Super Bowl. They've been garbage ever since.
They've been the bottom of the barrel.
They beat the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers been trash.
Yeah.
Ever since.
Yeah.
It took one year, 2015, I think, when Cam went 15-1.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it, from 2004
that was it after that,
to 2015.
Yeah.
What was that, 12 years?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, 11 years.
Oh, yeah, 11,
my math is off. 11 years. That's 11 years, bro. The Rams. It's too much evidence, bro. I was like, maybe that shit is real.
Yeah.
Think about it. Kansas City was struggling this year.
That's true.
They were struggling. And they still might get bounced in the playoffs.
I think I could have him at three for my for the third. Oh, I never had a second team. Okay, so yeah, KC would probably be my second team in the AFC.
Okay.
Yeah, behind the Ravens.
Yeah, I could see them getting bounced early in the playoffs. Right. You'd be like, well, they're supposed to be a dynasty, but they got bounced.
Mm-mm.
And I wish analysts and people stopped bringing up the season where Matt Castle was the quarterback for the Patriots.
Oh, you went
11-5 and missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
That's not. You're talking about, oh, anybody can fit in that offense. No, they can't. It goes to show you how important Tom was.
Yeah.
They went 11-5 with Matt Castle, bro, and missed the playoffs. Any team going 11-5 back then was making the playoffs.
Right.
You missed the playoffs.
That's true.
With a winning record.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, so, that's true.
But I do agree with you, the Cardinals. And I feel like the Rams.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys just going to do what they always do.
They're going to do what they do.
The Packers are hot right now, but they do this shit every year.
That's true. You're right.
They do this shit every year,
bro. It's regurgitating.
I don't even get excited no more. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is the year. Because I'm like, they do this shit every year. Oh, who's the team out of the NFC? The Packers.
I just got a feeling the Packers not going to get a favorite playoff. Like, their playoff schedule isn't going to favor them.
It depends on if they're one or two. If they're one.
Right, that's true.
If they got to go on a roll, then I think they're going to lose.
Tampa's one right now.
No, they three.
Oh, Arizona's one.
Mm-hmm.
Who's two, Packers?
Yep.
I can see Tampa beating them out for two.
But you remember only the first seed get the bye. They changed it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they added more games.
They added another.
And they added more teams.
Yeah.
So it's less bias. So everybody besides the one seed got to play now. Think about it. You used to work hard for one or two.
Right.
So you get the extra week off.
That's true.
Prepare for playoffs. But now, like daddy.
Yeah, because Green Bay was one last year.
Yep.
Because y'all went to Lambeau and knocked them out.
Do what they always do, man. So, but yeah, man, that's what I got for this. Who do you feel like right now is the MVP?
Oh,
NFL, like the front runners, front runner.
Oh. Everybody be hurt, man.
That's true.
I'd say Brady,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's not going to win it,
they're not give it to him.
I don't even believe in the run that he's on. To be honest, I think it's just a fluke. Not even gonna lie.
He ran the ball, though. They got the best O-line in the league right now.
That's true, though. Yeah, that's true. Indianapolis do got a good offensive line. That's a fact.
They really shot themselves in the foot against Tampa because they could have won. But I'm so glad.
That was a good game, though.
Super Bowl Lenny had 4 touchdowns.
MVP, I say Brady, Jonathan Taylor. I don't know if it'll be a reach to put Mac Jones in there.
Oh, yeah.
He is balling, though.
That's a reach, though.
It is a reach, though.
He offense rookie of the year. He might be rookie of the year.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, no doubt. That's a clear win for him. If anyone could catch him, it would be Jamar Chase, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah. Unless the only way he loses rookie of the year is they start losing. If the Patriots start losing football games and the Bengals start
If they get
winning,
real quiet, yeah.
Yeah, then Jamar Chase will win it. But, yeah. I don't know. Oh, you can bring it in. If y'all hear something in the background, it's because we're opening up some Arbor Mist. Ooh, Arbor Mist.
Some wine.
Latte.
That's wine.
So, yeah, we got the, I don't know. I feel like.
I don't know who else outside of Brady and
I was going to say Brady and Rodgers. I'm not a Rodgers fan, but Rodgers is putting up numbers, bro.
He's almost always going to be in it, you know, just because he's Rodgers and people think he's just that dude. And
bro, he's Dan Marino. Bro.
That's a conversation for another time, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is Dan Marino.
And all time.
With the chip. Oh, he's not crossing five.
What?
Top five? All time?
Yeah, five, no.
No, he's not.
He's not all time, no.
He might
come in at a seven. Might. Drew Brees is in front of him.
He'll be. Ooh, really?
Drew Brees not top five, but he in front of him.
No. I'm talking about top 10.
Yeah, I would put Brees in top 10 before Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah.
They both got one Super Bowl victory.
That's
so
true.
What else he going off of? You talking about MVP?
He got records.
You right.
Yeah.
That's longevity, though.
True.
That's longevity.
True.
So, I'm just talking about like quarterback play. I'm not a Rodgers fan, but the nigga makes some incredible passes and throws. I'd be like, God damn, bro.
I think I just edge it to Brees.
Okay. But that's how I feel about Peyton Manning, though. I'm not a Manning fan at all. So I like the fact that he got a 5-11 playoff record against the Patriots. I love it. Against Tom. Nigga, 5-11. Trash. Big forehead ass. All right, man. So we're going to go to the NBA. We're going to wrap up the podcast, cool, man. So apparently, I didn't even know this nigga even was out. LeBron was out.
I know. I heard that. It was just like random and shit.
Because of COVID protocols. They apparently they said that he was supposed to be out for 10 days.
You know, he tweeted about it.
Yeah, he said something official.
Real fishy, yeah.
Yeah, but he said he think the league, they was trying to interpret what he's meaning. They think the league was trying to punish him for the because he said he didn't agree with the suspension.
Oh, for Isaiah Stewart.
Yeah, Isaiah Stewart. I mean, it's like, it's Bron, bro. Bron could have fined Adam Silver right now if he wanted to.
Yeah, that's a fact, like, yeah.
I'm going to fine you for suspending me, for doing your job. Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't know he was out, but have you been watching any of the Lakers games recently?
Yes, I have, actually. Like, before this week, I really haven't. But I catch the highlights. But I've been watching a few this week. Watching one against the Kings. And that, how you going to 30-plus to what, 6 run?
Kings is garbage.
It's embarrassing.
Kings is just garbage.
Damn, dude, that was embarrassing.
The Kings are just garbage. And I feel bad for De'Aaron Fox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes, his career, bro, yeah.
Sometimes it's not always good to take the money right away.
Yeah. Not everybody can be Giannis, man.
Nah, that's
and facts. And win with the team
but
got drafted.
But have competent GM.
That's true.
And upper management.
That's true.
People think, like, oh, we don't expect Giannis and him to win no more championships.
Right. Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah. I feel like Giannis was, he was due that one.
But the way the fucking East playing right now, and if Kyrie don't come back for the Nets,
that's true.
The Bucks might fuck around and go back
that's
to the finals.
True, yeah.
They might go back to the finals, bro.
KD and James Harden not gonna get it done.
Yeah, it's that's gonna be too much, bro. Yeah, it's gonna be too much. That was the whole point of if I'm KD, bro, I ain't working with Kyrie no more, bro.
Yeah, nah, never. Yeah, not that's a fact.
Bro. Like you, because
I don't want him to come back to the team. Y'all got to do something with him.
You can't talk me into, okay, well, I'm leaving Golden State. Where am I going to go? Oh, yeah. Kyle, my boy. Hey, man, we should go here and do this. We can change the culture, get our own culture going, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bet. Let's go to Brooklyn and sign a redo. Because you remember he lied to the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll come back and resign if y'all want me to. Right. Like, I knew he was leaving, bro. Yeah. You knew he was leaving, dog. I ain't got no problem with that because team trade players all the time.
That's
and
true.
We're supposed to accept it.
Yeah.
When players do it, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But the way Kyrie handled the whole situation, even if you don't want to get vaccinated, bro.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Weird, bro.
It's just like, you affecting your team,
I
dog.
Think I get irritated talking to him.
Yeah. Kyrie on a different, when he said the earth is flat. He on a different playing field, bro. But, I haven't really been watching too many Lakers game. I just saw the news earlier that he had tweeted that shit. And I was like, what's going on with this? So, of course. Let's interpret Bron's tweet. It's like that. I think that part too is like, I understand the availability that we have now to athletes that we didn't have 10 years ago.
That's true.
But it's also kind of like, bro, just because I tweet something don't mean that that's the end all be all.
Right. That's true.
Because sports shows take it and run with it.
Yeah. Like, it seems like the media's trying to, especially now, it's like they trying to tear down LeBron's legacy.
Oh, they want to.
Like, and it's incredible because, like, every chance they get, they do it.
But yeah, think about it like this. How many jobs did Michael Jordan create in the media way he played it?
Facts.
So you got people who are loyal to him.
Yeah.
And they're loyal. They're like, people calling him the king.
Yeah.
If you ask different players, well, they'll say, oh, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
The older guards say Michael Jordan. A lot of the younger players say, oh, well, LeBron is our GOAT.
Yeah.
Just the guy we saw on TV dominating for years and years and years. Like, you can't be mad at that. So it's like every time they have, like I said, an opportunity to attack his legacy, that's what they're doing. I'm going to attack his legacy because he's not doing this or he's not the person. He's not MJ.
Yeah.
He's 4-6 in finals.
Yeah.
Even if Bron was 4-0 in finals, bro, it'll still be an issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It'll still be an issue. Absolutely. It's like, bro, like, okay, he lost finals. It happens. That don't mean he's not great.
Yeah, that's true.
Tom lost 3 Super Bowls. That don't mean he's not better than Joe.
Right. That's true.
Let's just be honest. Let's take a poll. Nigga, Tom is better than Joe. And Joe,
by far.
And Joe undefeated.
Yeah.
Joe had the historic. He played for... If Joe did not play for San Francisco, I would not believe he would be revered as much as he's revered.
Average quarterback. That's what he would have been. Jerry Rice made that man career.
Like, come on,
just like Jerry Rice made Steve Young. Let's be clear.
That's facts, though. That's facts.
You know, he was an agent.
Steve Young was throwing that motherfucker, though.
Boy. Yeah, he was. That's true.
Throwing that motherfucker, boy. That's the first true. White boy I seen take off running and launching that bitch, yeah. I'm like, ah, shit. He was really Michael Vickin before Michael Vick. Yeah. We're not going to talk about that. So, but yeah, man, I wish they stopped doing that shit, bro. Just let the guy, because think about it. When he retired, they're going to miss him.
Yeah, that's
They're going to be bothering him a lot, bro. It's like, nah, bro, leave that man alone. The man has done a lot for basketball.
Yeah.
This man built a school. That's crazy, dog. Yeah. You built a school, and then you're providing scholarships to these kids once they graduate your school?
Yeah.
You pay for niggas to go to college and shit, bro.
That's true.
Like, he different, bro.
Yeah.
Bron got different money, though. But
Bron is the greatest of all time.
I know he was different when he turned down a $10 million check from, was it Reebok?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That dude said, I'm going to make sure I talk to all parties before I make a decision. I don't care who give me money. I'm not taking it. And he ended up getting a $90 million contract from Nike. And they kind of find out that was too low.
Right, yeah.
Because he outplayed that contract. Yeah. He outgrew it. He became bigger than the contract. I'm like, $90 million at 18, bro?
Yeah.
That's insane, dog.
Yeah.
I was like, dog. Like, who thinks about? Think about it. Somebody put a team in on a check in front of you. And they tell you, don't go talk to Nike or any other shoe competitor, and there's more of this where it come from. But you got the discipline to say, well, nah, I want to hear everybody out.
Yeah.
You just turned down $10 million, bro.
Reebok was hot, too, at the time. And one Reebok.
And to have LeBron as the main guy for your shoes, you're going to sell, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he goes with Nikes, and the rest is history, bro. Yeah. His shoes sell. Niggas buy bronze, bro. He got some nice-looking shoes.
That's a fact, bro.
But, I haven't really been watching NBA too much, man. I'll catch it probably after the All-Star game.
That's when it get exciting, really.
Yeah, because niggas don't watch that shit.
Everybody's in their form. Everybody hit the ground running by that point.
Oh, also news. I saw that the Knicks are looking to trade Kemba Walker. They took him out of the rotation.
He played for the Knicks?
Yeah, you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he left Boston. He couldn't play in Boston because his style.
Well, going to Boston was his first problem.
Well, he's trying to win. But I think he got traded there, if I'm not mistaken, right? Charlotte.
Imagine somebody said, I'm going to Boston. I need to win now. I'm sorry, what did you just say? Yeah. You going to who?
Boston. I think people go to Boston because of the sports legacy and history of the city of Boston.
Yeah.
The title town, hell. They win.
Boston will go down as one of the most disappointed organizations of the last decade. Look at the talent they got. It's not getting them nowhere.
It's because they're playing against great players. I mean, this Boston team is not going to beat a KD-led Nets.
LeBron and Kobe have left their mark on Boston.
Well, yeah, that too.
Let's not get started on Toronto.
Yeah. Well, they just they had to trade a franchise player because they kept losing to a niggas out. All right, man. So, you got anything else you want to say
LeBron
about basketball?
LeBron killed niggas' careers.
That's facts. He did.
Nah, man, not really. Yeah, nah, not really.
Oh, it's third quarter. I'm tripping. All right, man. So I'm like, what the hell happened? I'm going to end the podcast with this quote, man. It's a quote by Robert Louis Stevenson. It says, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds that you plant. Each day you're putting down some seeds. So don't judge the day by what's going on. It's what you're doing. What you're putting down. Because eventually
that's pretty dope.
It got to come back up. So that's by Robert Louis Stevenson. I ain't never heard a nigga before, but that's a dope quote.
Yeah, that is
and I
dope.
Just wanted to say it, man. But yeah, this is Devontae, man.
Mr. 24/7.
And this is the Man Cave. We appreciate y'all. We back. We're going to try to start recording more often.
Yes.
Sometimes we just be tired. I ain't going to hold you.
For real.
You just be like, nah, not today. Not today.
For real.
We'll catch y'all, man. And definitely, we're looking forward to playoff football. It's going to start.
We'll probably have to start
recording every week.
Yeah.
The playoffs.
That's news every week, yeah.
And it's going to always be a game. You're not waiting as much. And yeah, we'll catch you boys on the flip side, man. Y'all take care of yourselves. Remember, check on your mental. Get outside. Live life.
It's important.
Have fun. Take care of your family. Oh, that was almost a pick six, boy.
It was.
That was almost a pick six. But yeah, we'll catch our boss the next time, man. And we will see y'all boys on the flip side. We is out of here.
Peace.